42 minutes after 5 o'clock, Bullseye on the Afternoon continues here on AM 930 WEOL. Entering our final hour of the show, we're a half hour long today and tomorrow as well. Both days bringing you right in to the Cleveland Indians pregame show hosted by Jim Rosenhaus at 6:37. Tribe and the Toronto Blue Jays will do battle again just after 7 o'clock tonight. You can catch both tonight and tomorrow night's games on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas. We're giving away some Lake Erie Crusher tickets on Facebook, are we not?
We are indeed. 4-pack to opening night, which, of course, is this Friday night. Good seats, because, frankly, there's not a bad seat in the house over there. Just get on our Facebook page. Check it out. All you have to do is like, share, and comment with your favorite thing is to do at a Crushers game. So feel free to check that out. Add your name to the list, and who knows, you may be the winner tomorrow.
Hopefully your favorite thing to do at a Crusher game is to listen to the game, right?
Sure.
You didn't say that with great certainty.
Well, I'm just saying. That's probably what everyone else said. I want to be original. I want to stand out from the crowd.
If you listen to the Lake Erie Crusher games, you'll hear me. There's a chance, I guess, that you'll hear me now that my role has changed a little bit. But it is with almost absolute certainty that you will hear our guest right now, and that is Chris Lehman, who is going to be working with me on the Lake Erie Crusher broadcast. Chris, how are you?
Oh, doing well. It's been a beautiful day today, so I've enjoyed the weather. Certainly a lot cooler than North Carolina, where I come from. So nice to have a little bit cooler weather and really enjoying being right around the lake.
Well, Chris, I obviously know a lot about you, but a lot of the listeners don't know much about you. And Chris, of course, will be calling all of the Lake Erie Crusher road games this year. He'll be with me for most of the home games. I believe we have 5 road games that you can hear exclusively on AM 930 WEOL at WEOL.com, and of course with that AM 930 WEOL app. So Chris, for those who don't know much about you, kind of give us a little bit of your background, talk about what you've done in the broadcasting business and how you got to where you are.
Well, I'm just a real sports junkie. I mean, the first word I ever spoke was ball, so always been about sports. I've played a variety of sports growing up, everything from baseball, basketball, football, hockey. I got into everything, and you get to that age, you know, in high school where you start to realize, you know, being a professional athlete isn't always as easy as you think it's going to end up being, and so I knew I wanted to stay around sports, and my junior year of high school, I started out kind of behind the scenes doing some camera work and some other things on TV broadcasts for the Durham Bulls through a great program they had. But I soon discovered I really wanted to end up on the air where I could talk about sports and voice my opinion. And so by the time I got to college, I was able to find a campus cable channel that they had at NC State where I went to school. And I was able to do some hockey and some basketball and baseball and eventually into softball. I was able to do work with ESPN3 and GoPack.com for a lot of NC State events as well. So I've got to do a lot of variety of sports, but my real experience in baseball started in 2014 broadcasting as a broadcast assistant for the Carolina Mudcats, who were actually at that time an affiliate of the Cleveland Indians. So it's really cool to be up here in that area and hear some of the names that I got to see down in North Carolina a couple years ago. But after that, I moved on to a collegiate summer league where I was broadcasting games for the Edenton Steamers and the Coastal Plain League. And now I've come up here to enjoy some Frontier League ball this summer, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Interesting that you worked for the Carolina Mudcats, where a Lorain County legend, first ballot Hall of Famer, Mike Link, now spends his time with the Carolina Mudcats, one of the top salesmen in the Carolina League. And let's talk about some of your baseball broadcasting experience. You know, you've seen a lot of interesting prospects over the last few years, not only with the Mudcats and all the Indians prospects that were there too, but also the last couple of summers too. And I'm sure it's at least a little bit different being in the Collegewood Bat League to going to, you know, where you're at now with the Lake Erie Crushers. I'm sure you're probably anxious to get started there to see some of the major differences. But for those who maybe aren't necessarily as familiar with the Collegewood bat scene, what was that experience like for you?
Well, it was really, really cool because most of those guys, a few of them, have used wooden bats before. So at the beginning of the season, sometimes it's a struggle for some of them to figure out their bats. But for me, I was really fortunate enough to see a lot of really good talent come through. The team I worked for, the Steamers, had a great recruiter who would bring in some really good players. And so I got to see some guys put on some special performances. A guy named Chad Stedio, who actually went to Miami University not too far from here, he had a great season the first year I was there and got close to breaking the league record for home runs in the season. So it was really cool to see those guys learn how to hit wood bats. You see a lot of broken bats at the beginning of the season when they're learning how to hit them and make good contact. But that was the really cool part of that about that. And then to see some of them go back and do things in college, a couple of guys from NC State I saw play, as well as G.K. Young, who went on the year after I saw him to win the College World Series with Coastal Carolina. So some good talent there, and it was really exciting ball.
Chris, other than Andy Bull Barch, who I'm sure you've gone back and listened to all his Crusher broadcasts and yeah. studied.
He's got better things to do with his time, I'm sure.
Over the last couple of days. Who do you draw some of your inspiration from as far as baseball goes? Who did you watch growing up and say, man, that's the guy I want to be like?
Well, I didn't listen to a lot of radio broadcasts growing up. I was always the one sitting in front of the TV watching. But I've got to say, I think someone I've really grown to respect a lot more over the last few years and really grown to like is Joe Buck. I know it's not a popular answer, but I think he works through a lot of scrutiny, sure. and I think he does a good job staying pretty unbiased. And that's something that I really pride myself in doing is, you know, I want to bring a unique experience, especially for Crushers fans. But I also want to make sure that they're able to form their own opinion about what happened so that I can bring them the action in a way that they're able to interpret it and have their own unique experience with it as well.
Again, we're talking with Chris Lehman, who is going to be broadcasting with me for the Lake Erie Crushers 2017 season. Chris will be doing the road games by himself. And again, we have five games on AM 930 WEOL, where you can hear Chris exclusively on AM 930 at WEOL.com and with the AM 930 WEOL app. And, well, I knew you guys were going to get along right away because I basically had to pull Chris out of the office when I introduced him to you guys. You guys got to sitting down and talking about hockey amongst many other things. But certainly I think you will enjoy the experience of the Frontier League this year. We'll have a heck of a lot of fun. Now, I've got to ask you this because you and I are going to be sharing that booth together throughout the course of the season. We get into some pretty heated debates when it comes to food. What is it that you don't like?
Well, in terms of ballpark food, there's not much that I won't eat. If you're talking food in general, I've never been a huge seafood fan.
Wow. Oh, wow.
I don't think they're going to serve that in the press box up there.
You're probably safe.
I mean, yeah, there's usually some pretty good food up there. There's no question about that. I'm not necessarily sure they're ever going to bring seafood up there. But you and I are going to get along just fine. I think it's interesting what you mentioned about Joe Buck, too. I say that because I'm kind of with you on this. I'm not necessarily in the majority when I say this. I like Joe Buck. I think Joe Buck does a very good job, and there are a lot of people that always believe he's rooting against my team, he's being biased, blah, blah, blah. I read his book. Have you read his book? It's called Lucky Bastard. Have you read that book?
I have not had the chance to read a book. What really turned my mind on him, it was an article, I can't remember who wrote it, but last summer that was shared around social media that I found that I thought was a really good article about how he's able to control his emotions and to really make the broadcast more about the game than himself.
The book, and trust me, you're going to have some bus rides, my friend, that are going to be over 8 or 9 hours long, so you'll have plenty of chances to read the book, but I highly suggest you read that because it's very entertaining. It talks about his life on and off the air, and he's got some really interesting stories, but it's a book that I actually read when I was on vacation, believe it or not. To put that into perspective, there are a lot of really interesting stories that he tells in there, and I think you would certainly enjoy that. Chris, look forward to working with you all throughout the summer. Again, you can catch the broadcasts at LakeErieCrushers.com. And again, Chris will have a handful of games that he calls by himself when the Crushers are on the road that you can hear exclusively on AM 930 WEOL. Chris, we appreciate the time.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me on and looking forward to what should be a really exciting summer.
Oh, it will be. Absolutely. One way or the other, we will certainly have some fun.